The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hans von Spakovsky is the manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies with the Heritage Foundation. No stranger to the Morning Answer. Always a pleasure. Good morning. How are you, Hans?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me back.
Sure thing. Okay, walk us through this. According to various reports, we learned yesterday that probably going to be next week, but a chance that former President Donald Trump will be indicted. This would be the first in the history of our country. How does this work? I mean, does his Secret Service detail literally hand him over to New York authorities? Is he handcuffed? Is there a mugshot? What does this look like?
We don't know because it's never happened before. But I assume that the Secret Service will make arrangements with law enforcement in New York into how this is handled. But I got to tell you, this is an absurd case from the very beginning. What the sources say is that this DA, Alvin Bragg, is going to try to indict for supposedly a felony. Now, the problem is the felony he's claiming is a false business record by not properly reporting a federal campaign finance violation, which is the settlement payment, which I think was just a nuisance payment, to Stormy Daniels. Remember, it was $130,000 that Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid. Now, the whole problem with that is that was not a federal campaign finance violation. But Bragg is the Manhattan DA, and he has no authority to prosecute a federal crime. And not only does he not have the authority to do it, but the two agencies that do, one of them is the U.S. Justice Department, the other is the Federal Election Commission, where I used to be a commissioner. And I can tell you that that settlement payment was not a federal campaign expense. And so the whole basis for Bragg's indictment just completely falls apart. And how do we know it wasn't a federal campaign expense? Because neither the Justice Department nor the FEC prosecuted Trump. And if, in fact, he had committed some kind of violation of federal campaign finance laws, they would have prosecuted him, and they didn't do it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And this is the same DA who, according to Reuters, downgraded 52% of all felony cases to misdemeanors in 2022, because that's sort of an issue that he's campaigned on, but yet he's trying to elevate Trump's from a misdemeanor to a felony.
Oh yeah, look, he is one of this group of Soros supported rogue prosecutors who got elected all over the country. Not only did he downgrade half of all felonies to misdemeanors, he came in saying, well, when it comes to plain misdemeanors, my office isn't going to prosecute them at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the result has been rising, staggeringly high crime rates throughout New York City. Maybe if he actually paid attention to doing his job protecting the residents of the city, instead of wasting his time on an absurd prosecution like this, the city would be in much better shape. I mean, what all of this tells you is that he is a politically ambitious local DA who thinks that doing this will put him in the national spotlight in a good way with the progressive movement. You know, the same people who supported him and gave him the money to run for DA in Manhattan.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so Hans, talk with us about, let's assume that this happens, that President Trump is indicted and we have a court. He has his day in court. What's the potential penalty if found guilty?
Well, you know, for if he could actually convince a jury to convict the president of a felony, at least, you know, the minimum for felonies is at least a year in jail. And it could be more, and it could be big fines. I got to tell you, you know, what this guy is counting on, this DA is counting on, is getting a biased jury.
Yeah.
Because if he actually, if Trump could get an unbiased judge and an unbiased jury, the judge would throw this case out on the first day because the guy just doesn't have the facts or the law on his side. But I think this DA is counting on getting a biased judicial system, which we've seen all too much evidence of in recent years. And he figures he can get a conviction even though he really doesn't have a case.
Yeah. From a legal standpoint, what does this do to his campaign? I mean, is there any potential that that they could somehow disqualify him from being able to run in 2024?
No, they can't.
Yeah.
No, they can't disqualify him. You might remember there was infamous congressman from, I think it was Pennsylvania, who kept on serving in Congress even though he was convicted of that, and actually was in a federal prison at the time. No, there's nothing in the Constitution that allows government agencies, in this case state governments, from disqualifying someone to run, from running for president because they've got a conviction of any kind.
Yeah. So if that's the case, I mean, because I just keep thinking, well, they're trying to come up with a way to get Donald Trump out of the way. So if they can't disqualify him because of this from running, what is their point?
Oh, I think they are so driven by their hatred of Trump that you can't really, Joe, you shouldn't expect that there's a lot of logic behind this. I think part of what's going on here with the progressives is that they think that this will be the final nail in the coffin of Trump because finally all these supporters of his will see that he's just a bad person. And I don't think they understand that. Look, I think you and I both know there are basically two camps. There are the folks who think Trump is just great, and this will just be another sign to them of how he's being persecuted by the left. Whereas the second camp, people on the left who just hate him, you know, they have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
And this is just going to confirm their views of him. So I think it's just going to harden views on both sides.
Yeah. My senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, in a speech over the weekend, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said that this is going to rally the base and is the most sure way of having Trump elected to a second term than anything he's seen so far.
Yeah, no, and I think Senator Graham is right about that.
Yep. It is just crazy. So what do you think that the potential timeline could be here? Of course, from what I understand, that the grand jury heard from another witness yesterday, probably the final witness. Typically, how long does something like this take? I mean, do you see it happening this week or next week or when?
Well, I think it could happen this week, but let's talk. That final witness was a guy named Bob Costello, who's the former lawyer for Michael Cohen. Remember, Michael Cohen was Trump's lawyer. Cohen is the guy who made the payment. And apparently, Bob Costello told the grand jury that Michael Cohen was a serial liar and that they couldn't believe anything that he said. With witnesses like that, it makes it even more absurd that this DA is going to come out with this indictment, I think, of Trump. This DA seems to be in a big hurry to get the political plaudits from the left. So I assume he's going to try to move this as fast as possible, unless he comes to his senses after this last witness, Bob Costello, and realizes this is really a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, when you find out that your star witness is a liar, that his own attorney says that, I would think that it would cause you to pause, but maybe not, you know. We shall see. Hans, always a pleasure. Appreciate what you guys do at the Heritage Foundation. Go to heritage.org for information on the great work this group is doing. Hans, look forward to talking to you again soon.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Have a great day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.